The Zmanim are different between the two Shtoros. Hashbam says,
If you write it the first year, the king gets up.
You only say his first year.
That's a lacha by regular shtar poshet, like the Gemara says. Let's see the Gemara.
Poshut, a regular shtar, a straight shtar.
Melech, shono, moinin loy shono, the first year, it's called as the first year of his reign.
Shtaim, if it's the second year, moinin loy shtaim, called the second year of his reign of the king.
But Makusha, when we make a get Makusha though,
Melech, shemolach shono, if he reigned for a year already, moinin loy shtaim,
we count already the second year.
That was the minig.
By get Makusha.
Shtayim, if he reigned already for 2 years,
moinin loy gimel,
we count already the third year.
So the Shtoros have two different Zmanim.
So how could you say from a get Makusha we could open it up and make it into a get Poshud,
it would have the wrong date?
The Rashbam says, the Chol made this Takona lichter than Makusha,
k'minig huma, k'dei lo seis chilukim
harba, we should have a lot of differences in the two different type of Shtoros.
So therefore the Gemara is the Kasha of a Zimna, we have to be afraid sometimes
the Yazif Mine Zuzi Ben Makusher.
Sometimes you lend somebody money with Ishtar Makusher,
and therefore you write like a day later in it.
Well, Misra Mine Zuzi, come out that the labor received money in between Bene Yopole,
and he paid up his chayv.
The Yomale Havli Shtara,
so Leivis Nasei to the Malva, listen, give me back my Shtar, I paid you up the money.
The Yomale Yerchasli,
and the Malva will say, listen, I lost my Shtar.
And therefore, the cost of Ulay Tavra,
he'll say, you know what, instead I'll write you back a receipt.
I'll write you a receipt that you paid me back the money this year.
Now, v'chimot is in there, when it comes to time though,
mishav yulei poshet.
Let's be afraid now this marvel will hold on to this shtar, that this year was written the third year of the king, even though really it's only the second year.
So what he's going to do is he'll wait till next year, till it becomes really the third year,
and then he'll open up that shtar, and make the shtar into a shtar poshet.
And listen, you lent money from me like now.
So what happened last year was last year.
But I have a shtar that now I lent you again $100.
So the mob will be able to collect the money again?
Says so, how could you tell me you're allowed to make a shtar makusher into a shtar poshut?
We have to be afraid the mob will collect the money twice.
Someone says, no, kesover, he holds, I'll tell you, kesover,
in case from shaver, that you did not write a receipt.
In the case of the Malva does not return back the shtar, the loav does not have to pay up.
Now the Gemara is the question, therefore there's no chashas that this would happen.
Therefore it's good the Mishnah that he says it's possible to make a get makusher into a get a poshet.
Now the Gemara is the kasha,
Omi boki Rebbe the makusher,
was Rebbe such a boki with a get makusher
that he's able to say the Yom is manu shozeh, like is manu shozeh, like Rebbe was the one that asked the kasha.
They have two different types of dates.
Is it true that Rebbe knew so much about a get Makusha?
For Yehu, Makusha was a get Makusha.
The Yosem came to the Rebbe. They came in front of Rebbe.
The Yomer Rebbe said, Shtar Me'ucha Zeh.
This is a Shtar Me'ucha.
Like it's a Shtar written with the wrong date on it.
So you see, he didn't know the halachas about what type of a date you write in the Shtar Makusha.
The Yomer Lei Zainin, the Rebbe and Zainin, had to say back with the Shem of a Chochem to Rebbe,
Yishno Kach Min Hoga Shaluma Zu.
That this is the minig how they write down it by the goyim,
that molach shona moinin leshtayim.
Even though the king only reigned 1 year, they write down 2 years.
Shtayim, if he reigned 2 years, moinin leshalish.
So the chur, you see, Rebbe himself did not know the halachis of his man of Ishtar Makusha.
Smar says true, but the boss of the shaman mizaynin after Rebbe was mekabel from zaynin, then so rude that he himself accepted it and he himself understood it. That's why he was able to say that the Zmanim of the Shtoros are different.
Now the Gemara says, who Shtor? There's a Shtar that because of the day,
Bishnas Ploini Orchon, in the year of Orchon, in this year, there was a Shtar, Rashbam says, Poshet, the regular Shtar, that because of the day, Bishnas Ploini Orchon, means Loiva Ploini Mi Ploini, Reuven lent money from Shimon. Didn't say how many years of the king it was. It was a first, a second year, a third. Orkon ze melech just says of the king, but didn't say which year of the king. So such a shtad that the kosebei bishnas pleni orkon. So Omar Rabbi Chanino Yivdik. Let's check out. Emesai Omad Orkon. When did Orkon become a king? Biyar Kenusei. In other words, let's be bothered. When did he become a king? It must probably the shtar was written the first year he became a king. For the Gemara, the Dilma, let's be afraid. For Dilma, the Orach Machusei. Maybe he is a king a long time already. In other words, Rashi Rashbam says, Kleima, Liacha, Sherech, Omola, Kamashonim, Lova Pleni, Zemi Pleni, Lo Yitov, Lo Kuka, Selo Mikan Labo. Like, who said they wrote the shtar when he first became a king? Maybe he's a king already 10 years, and they first wrote the shtar this year. So you don't know exactly what date, which year it was written, which year this shtar was written in. So it says, Amar Rav Yishia, Kach Min Hoga Shel Umazu. This is the meaning of this kingdom, that Shana Rishana Koran Le Archon. The first year of the king, they call him Archon. Shniya Koran Le Digun. The second year of his kingdom, they call him Digun. That's like the second year. So therefore, if it was written Archon, it means the first year. For the Gemara Vedoma Avuri Avrua Vodiyakmua, maybe they took him off from being a king, and then they put him back again. So therefore, maybe Akron means the second, the first year, the second time. And maybe this loan took place a long time ago. If they do such a thing like that they take him off and put him back again, even though it's the first year, that they call Akron Digun Korolei. They don't just call it Akron. The kids said, if they call it Akron, that means that's the first year of his reign. Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. If somebody says, Hareini Nazir, I want to become a Nazir. Sasumcha Saimer, Hina Achas. If he says the word Hina, that means he wants to be one time. Wants to be one Zman, one time a Nazir. Klaima, Rashbam says, in Lepirus, Kaman, Nazirus, Nazav, Yamareini Nazir, Hina Hain Nazirus Achas, Eshleshim Yem. He just meant to say he wants to be one time a Nazir for 30 days. What about Digun? If he says the word Harein knows it, Digun, Stein, he means to be two times, 60 days. Trigun, if he says the word Trigun, then we say Gimel, he means to be a Nazir, three times. Titrigun, if he says that, Arbo, that means four times he wants to be a Nazir. And the Pantigun, that's Chamish, then we say he means he wants to be five times a Nazir. That's the way they used to speak, and therefore each time extra is adding, he means to say another time. Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. Bayis Ogul, a house that's round. Bayis Ogul. Digun, if he says Digun, Trigun, Pantinton, is Einu Metama Ben Goyim. Any one of these houses, they're not Metama Ben Goyim. A round house, or it only has two, or it has Trigun, three walls, or else Penigun, five walls, five walls though, that's not Metama. Matrigan, if it has the four walls, Matama bin Agoyim, a bias has to have four walls, then it's Matama bin Agoyim. Samara says, Minuhan Emili, how do we know this from? The Tana Rabbanim learned like this. Lamalo, and above the Pasuk says, Kir Kirois Ishtayim, means two walls in the parasha of Nagoyim. Lamata on bottom it says, Oima Kir Kirois also says the same thing, Ishtayim, again two times. Has a Reikan Abo, near we learn out, you have to have four walls to the house. Then this house could be Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. But if you do not have four walls, if you have less or more than that, then the house is not Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. Mara says, Ahu, Mekusha, there was a get Mekusher, the Yosel Akaim of the Rebbe, they came in front of Rebbe. The Yomer Rebbe said, Ein Zman Bezer. I don't see a Zman, a date in Vishtar, Ein Zman Bezer. Oh, Malay Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe the Rebbe, Shema Ben Sharav Muvla. Maybe the date was like in between the folds, in between the sewing up of the shtar. So Pliya the Tak opened up the shtar, and then the Chazayu, and he saw the Zman in the shtar. Chazayu, Hoda Chozabe, then he was able to see the Zman in the shtar. So the Chazayu. So how the Chozabe Rebbe be Yeshusis? Like Rebbe was embarrassed, like he said it wasn't the Zman, and then it came out there was a Zman. Or Malay said back to him, Palavano Kisaftiya. Did I myself write this? So he felt embarrassed. So Rashbam says, one shot is he felt embarrassed because he didn't want to have a get mukusha written. He wanted rather to be a get poshit. So Amalei said back to him, Lava no kestaftiya, wasn't I that wrote it. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda chayta kasve, was somebody else that wrote it, so therefore don't feel bad. He is the one that wrote up the Rashi's Kach Shema, that was the name of the Sefer. He's the one who wrote the Shtar Mekusha. Amalei said back to him, Klach miloshen hara zeh, go away from this loshen hara. In other words, don't tell me who is the one that wrote up this Shtar Mekusha. Zimnin, one time it happened, had the Yosef Kaimi was sitting in front of him for Karpostik Sidra of the Sefer Tehillim. And they were learning a Sefer Tehillim, they were writing it, they were saying over a Sefer Tehillim. Omar Rebbe said, Kama miyushar ksav zeh, like how nice and how straight this ksav is, how nice it was written. Omar Leisi said back to him, Lava no kasev, no, I myself didn't write it. Yehuda chayte kasve, it's the Sefer, Yehuda chayte, he's the one that wrote the Sefer Tehillim. He's the one that knows how to write so well, he could write so clear, so straight. So again, Rebbe said, Omalei, klach miloshen hara zeh, go away from this loshen hara. So Mara said, like, what's wrong with this? Bishlei mahosim, the first time, nika loshen hara, that he wasn't supposed to write a get mekushu, should have wrote a get poshet. But since he wrote a get mekushu, he could say that was maybe loshen hara. Elohocho, my loshen hara ika, but over here, what's the loshen hara? I'm just saying over how nice this sefer was written. She's telling me true. It's Rabbi Yehuda Chayte. He's the one that wrote it. So what's the lashon hara? I'd be saying something nice about him. He's saying that he's a good sefer. He knows how to write very well. So what's the lashon hara over here? So Gemara says, Mishum de Rav Dini, because according to Rav Dini, the Tony Rav Dini, not Rav Dini, said, Achvo de Rav Safra, the brother of Rav Safra, that lo'ilom ayesaparodim b'tevoseh shachaveiroi. A person should not even talk about the good of his friend. Because once you start talking about the good of the person, you know, you may come to talk about his bed also. It's all considered like you get into Lashon Hara. And Omar Rav Amram Omar Rav, Sholesh Averis Einod Denitzo Mehem B'chol Yoim. Three types of Averis a person cannot hold himself back. He can't hold himself back every day. One is Hira Avera. A person thinks about doing Avera. Some of Roshim said that Zol Zan here is Znus. Person thinks about Znus. V'iyun Tfila. He looks into Tfila. What does that mean? Rashbam says, Yesh Roshim Shilach Hashem Spalol. If the person davens to Hashem, Dan Belibri thinks into his heart, Sheyishalom LaKadosh Baruch Hu Schoroi. That Kadosh Baruch Hu right away should pay him back his reward. V'yasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzrochov. V'yishma Tfilosa Lefish Spalol B'Kavono. Person thinks like that, and that's not so nice, not supposed to think that way. You're supposed to know what if Hashem listens good, and if not, but you're not supposed to like feel as if, since I daven good, I'm waiting for you, Hashem, let me see you listen, you better listen back to me. That's also called like a chet. And the third one is v'loshen hara. For the Gemara, loshen hara, sagadaitach, like the havim in the Gemara is, you say everybody talks loshen hara, outright loshen hara, people don't talk. And the Gemara, in the Zman HaChazal, that was a kasha to the Gemara, that not everybody talks Lashon Hara. So Gemara says, Enechnami, Elo, what it means to say is, Avak Lashon Hara. That's hard for people to watch themselves. That's what